You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Hello, friends. You're listening to The Flannel Wizard. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a little update podcast I wanted to do just for this feed in particular. If you guys have heard any of my other stuff on, an Unexpected Podcast or Shell Cottage Radio, you'll know that a major transition is happening for yours truly. I recently bought a house, have a baby on the way. Could baby be here next week. I don't know. But I've decided to switch gears again. It's the journey. I am now just back on this feed, posting anything and everything. I was talking to my good buddy Matt the other day, and it's like, you know, I have all these different thoughts and ideas and various fandoms. I'm always bouncing all over the place, and I try to pay attention to the YouTube algorithm or Apple's, you know, algorithm. And there's actually a podcast, you know, things you can do, tags your podcast can make and all that kind of stuff. And I kind of just got tired of doing that. I kind of just got tired of trying to beat the algorithm or do something clever and all of those different things and make growth and blah, 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 blah. I don't really want to do that. I just want to post the stuff that I want to post, and I want to make the content that I want to make, and I hope you guys enjoy it, because it's always just been about really having fun, you know, having fun, talking to my friends, getting together with them, and, you know, I mean, gosh, sometimes we talk for hours. We could talk for hours and hours and hours about these fandoms. That's how content creation started for me way back in, I mean, probably almost 8-9 years ago. I started a YouTube channel called Let's Look It Up. And if you look it up, you're not going to be able to find it. we've turned it off because it was years ago. Matt remembers those days. But anyway, you know, it's like I just wanted to have a feed where I could post stuff, where it is monetized. This feed is monetized, whereas my other ones aren't. So, you know, with the diapers coming in and all that kind of stuff, I was like, I got to just put everything in one spot, one house, and just make it simple for my mind. Okay, the cognitive overload of doing this and keeping track of what's where and which platform you're on and all that kind of stuff is just a little bit crazy. I'm also trying to keep track of all my rascals at school that I teach and what they've turned in and not turned in. So with that, I don't know if I can keep track of my own, bucket list or task list. Anyway, this is just me off the cuff, telling you guys what's going on here. So this channel now, I have the YouTube channel, The Flannel Wizard, which is where I'm going to post everything. I've got all the shorts over there. I actually took them all down from a previous Star Wars channel, two previous Star Wars channels that I tried to start. And I was thinking that they just weren't doing well, you know, like that I made a bad video or that they weren't working. But really, it just wasn't as popular as it once was. And it's kind of oversaturated and what have you. So, all right, no problem. I'm just going to go ahead and post them all in one spot. Make it easy for me. But we'll be covering Star Wars. You've already seen, I think I've dropped one episode or two episodes here with Matt. On this feed, I've got plenty of old Star Wars stuff on here with Lottie, and I'll still have her on from time to time. She's my Rosie, obviously. And I plan on bringing on other guests and maybe even listeners, you guys, if you'd be interested. So just somebody to come on and talk, and it could be 15, 20 minutes. It doesn't have to be even that long, really. I do enjoy a good hour-long discussion, my friends. But yeah, I think I'm going to start throwing more of those style episodes over here. So this is going to be sort of a catch-all, this podcast feed. And I wanted to let you know that. So I apologize if it's, it's not going to be traditional. It's not going to be something that is like a book reread. I still have those, right? I still have with Bend the Knee, if you want to listen to A Song of Ice and Fire, wonderful podcast that Matt and I started. You can go check that out. I think they're in A Storm of Swords right now, and they're also always doing theory videos and covering House of the Dragon. If you want to listen to something that is just Harry Potter, I have Shell Cottage Radio. I'll be continuing that with Lottie and working over there. And if you want to listen to a reread through an unexpected podcast where we talk about Lord of the Rings and we cover the Second Age, I've been having a fun time doing that. Feel free to go over there and check that out. And for this spot here, though, it's mainly going to be where I post a lot of my Star Wars content, just me talking Star Wars, and also any of my YouTube videos that I do that are Harry Potter related. For example, coming up next, you're going to hear my top three theories on Nagini, and I'll do a little intro to that, then I'll play what is like my YouTube polished video, which I think, the audio for it is pretty solid. It's just images on it, right? On YouTube, there's just a video component, but I think the theory part is sort of the coolest. And then after you listen to that, you'll hear some commentary from me just about how I came up with the theory, the ideas, and what I'm kind of thinking about. And it's crazy. You know me, I like to throw out some of the tinfoil crazy stuff just because I think it's fun. I think we got to think outside of the box in some of these fandoms, But anyway, I just want to give you that update. So be posting some Harry Potter stuff on here. If it's a theory sort of thing that I've done on my YouTube channel, I'll be posting long Star Wars talks with Matt and other friends, and maybe just myself ranting about it whenever I can. I'll be posting some. There will be some sort of standalone Rings of Power and like Lord of the Rings deep dives. So I am doing The Silmarillion Explained. I'm working on that series right now where I'm sort of walking through the Silmarillion, and I'm not starting in the spot where I think most people do, which is chapter one. I'm starting in the middle of the book. So, and I'm doing it because it works for me, and I'm going to explain why I think that's a good thing. And that's sort of in anticipation for what Lane and I will be doing, which is a podcast reread. But I need to know what's going on in that daggone book. So if I'm going to break that down and I'm going to have notes and stuff on it, then I want to make a video out of it. I want to make an explainer because I didn't quite get it myself. So I wanted to do that. So you'll see some Lord of the Rings content. I might dabble a little bit in A Song of Ice and Fire. Just kind of have to see. But I have so many good talks with Matt and Jimmy that I think... Again, there's tons of theories over there, and I love going over on their Patreon just to sort of talk about anything that, any theory. There are hundreds of theories in that book series. And then we'll see if I dabble into other areas or if I get into other book series or whatnot. If you guys have recommendations, this is something I should look into, we'll kind of go from there. But these are my top fandoms. These are the fandoms that I know the most about and that I have covered for years. So I reread them over and over again, and I watch the shows. I know the fandom. I know the universe inside and out. So that is sort of the update. It's a quick one. Just wanted to get this out to you guys because you're probably like, "What the heck is Ez doing?" I'm just throwing random videos and random podcasts up here on this feed, and it's just the one that happens to be monetized, and I've just converted it, and I've said, "Yeah, just going to move forward with it, and hope it works out." But I do like podcasting. I just can't run five or six of them like I used to. It's sort of the thing, and I got to throw everything that I need to make sure that everything that I do I can capitalize on and also turn it into an episode for you guys. So that's sort of what you're gonna see. You're gonna see an intro. You're gonna see then a played video that's like maybe 15 minutes long, and then you're gonna hear me provide some commentary about it most of the time. So, or you'll hear me bringing on a friend and discussing stuff. So, holy smokesies! All right, there you go. So that's sort of the big update. Thanks for listening and thanks for all the support over the years. I really do appreciate you guys. You guys are great. So, if you're able to, and if you can give Ez a vote of confidence in any way and leave me a review over on this feed, and that would be great. It would be really, really cool because I'm trying to there's gonna be a lot of little drops on this. If that makes sense. Any long form video that I do, there's going to be a lot of little drops on here. So they're sort of mini podcast So the feed should be full of good stuff here in the future very, very shortly. But anyways, again, appreciate your support. If you have a fan theory, interesting thought, if you want to send me a transmission, a Raven, an outpost, whatever it be, you can send it to theflannelwizard@gmail.com. Thanks again. Stay watchful. May the Force be with you. And don't let the Muggles get you down.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.